It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And a good morning. Let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, it must be President's Day because everywhere I look, there's sales on mattresses.
Yes, mattresses seem to be a big deal, big item on President's Day. So.
Does that stem from John F. Kennedy or?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Bad joke there. But.
Yeah, maybe the president's earnest. Like to lay around a lot.
Maybe. I don't know. But, always seems there's advertisements for mattress sales on President's Day.
That's right.
So we are close. County offices are closed today, as are city offices, banks, post office, federal offices, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. maybe a few private businesses, too. So but good idea to call ahead today on a day like
that's
this.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Radar Man 3rd Class Lyle Dean Houck. Lyle was born on August 14th, 1926, in Marietta and passed away on December 17th, 1994. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on September 5th, 1944, in Montevideo. Honorably discharged about 22 months later on June 7th, 1946, in Minneapolis. He was a radar operator with the Pacific Fleet during World War II. Spent a lot of time... said he did serve sea service, so but his discharge didn't say how much. But he served aboard the USS Don F, the USS Osmus, and the USS Chilton during World War II. So we thank you, Lyle, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the news. That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand today. The DAV and VFW have unveiled funding recommendations for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and you have some info on that.
Yeah. Two of the three largest veteran service organizations urge Congress to fully budget for veterans' needs. Both disabled American veterans and the veterans of foreign wars put out a joint press release on February 10th to outline recommendations on how the Department of Veterans Affairs should be funded going forward. They released their co-authored fiscal year 27 budget recommendations for the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Veterans Independent Budget includes funding recommendations for VA enterprise from healthcare to information technology to veterans benefits and beyond. In their newest VIB report, DAV and VFW propose itemized recommendations based on documented and justified needs, as well as projected usage of VA benefits and services, inflation, 1% federal pay raise, policy changes, program expansions resulting in needs-based budget that truly serves veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors. For the Veterans Health Administration, they anticipate providing about 162 million outpatient visits in fiscal year 2027. So that would start in October 1st of 2026 and go through September 30th of 27. A record number that does not capture actual and suppressed demand for care to truly meet veterans' projected health care needs. Veterans Independent Budget calls for approximately $191.5 billion with a B. in total resources for the VHA, Veterans Health Administration. Be an increase of about $22.1 billion, or a 13% increase over fiscal year 26. Proposal reflects heightened workloads on VHA staff, resources from more unique veteran users who increasingly seek and rely on VA for their care. Increased captures investments in VHA capacity in areas including long-term care, dental services, urgent and emergency care, and direct care in lieu of community care. For the Veterans Benefits Administration, or the VBA, works toward responsible AI-enabled efficiencies. They recommend maintaining the enhanced capacity that was implemented between 23 and 24, while appropriating additional funding to meet the demands of increasing claims for all VA benefits. A federal pay raise, rising inflation, and new policy demands such as enhanced collaboration between VA and Department of Defense. I thought it was called the Department of War these days.
I think it is.
Yeah, but, well, they
probably interchangeable.
I'm sure it is. On military transition and the recent Rudisill v. McDonough Supreme Court ruling that expanded education benefits. As such, DAV and VFW recommend a total of total VBA budget of roughly $6.2 billion in total resources, which represents an increase of approximately $940 million or 18% over the fiscal year 26 enacted budget. VA maintains vast and aging infrastructure, more than 6,250 buildings, most supporting health care. 10-year capital needs have surged from $40 billion in 2016 to $170 billion in 2026. That's a heck of a surge,
yeah.
$130 billion. Far outpacing annual findings and threatening long-term system viability. To begin closing the gap, the VAB urges serious sustained investment and recommends $3.6 billion for major construction and $5.1 billion for minor construction in fiscal year 27 to modernize facilities, expand care capacity, and address critical deficiencies. Any veteran that goes to the St. Cloud VA Medical Center, they're always building or remodeling something there in that 100-plus-year-old campus, and it's...
you got to spend money when buildings get that old.
Yes, and it's they do a very good job at preserving the history of the buildings as well as, you know, making the new buildings look like the old buildings. So it's a really cool campus if you ever get a chance to go up there. Where was I? Modernize facilities, expand care capacity, address critical deficiencies. Also calls for at least $600 million to reduce the backlog in state veterans home construction grants and $75 million for state cemetery construction to preserve burial access nationwide. I think I read somewhere just recently that 90% of the veterans in the United States of America are within 75 miles of either a state or a federal veteran cemetery. It's crazy. Throughout the year, DAV and VFW legislative staff work collectively to advance shared priorities such as the veterans independent budget while also pursuing independent legislative and policy efforts on behalf of their members and the broader veteran community. These two organizations will present the VIB to both House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee's staff during scheduled briefings in the month of February. This is just a part of the press releases to go out to the to read them in the entirety. Basically, what I did is I took out the quotations from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs or the legislative people at VA, VFW or DAV. But you can go to DAV.org or VFW.org on their news releases. Sections and read this in its entirety. So,
okay. Well, then probably have the veterans linkage line. Let me hold that up since I didn't give it to you. Can you see it from there? You know, you got to memorize that.
Anyway. Well, I got new glasses, okay. But I also hit old age and I got bifocals. So it's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And of course, contact our office. We are closed today for Veterans Day.
Everybody's closed up at the courthouse today, you say?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. County offices are closed, so but otherwise we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Reach us by phone at 598-3445, and it's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
That's right. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will chat with you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega on another edition of Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.